This is another ongoing issue with President Trump, the constant investigation on our president stemming all the way back to 2016, his investigations. The belief is that the Russians played a huge role in the decision of the president. This is the most evident investigation on President Trump right now, even though there are many against him. Yet again, we have some guests here today to discuss this issue and explain what actually happened and they think they could and what possibly could happen next. Our first guest today, Justine Niemer. Hello, Justine.
Hey, Justin. The latest news was on December 7, 2018, according to CNN. Court filings released by Mueller and federal prosecutors relating to Cohen and Manafort detail the alleged lies both men told, both publicly, to the special counsel's investigators. For the first time, prosecutors endorse Cohen's statements that Trump himself directed Cohen to make payments designed to silence women who claimed affairs with Trump. Manafort is accused of lying after agreeing to cooperate with prosecutors.
Thank you, Justine. It sounds like you have some useful information when it comes to this investigation. How do you personally feel about this situation?
I feel the situation is rather messy, and I think we're just going to have to keep tabs on the situation via news and other sources.
Thank you for your answer. Let's bring in our next guest, Ryan. Hello. What is your opinion of the Trump-Russia investigation?
Hunting time! It's a witch hunt. The entire thing is a witch hunt. The Russians didn't do anything. The entire investigation was actually put up just by liberals to impeach Donald Trump. It has no factual value at all.
So that's how you think it relates. That's an interesting point of view. I haven't really seen it from that angle before. Thank you, Ryan, for your point of view. Next, we will bring in Gabby, once again, for her point of view on this particular subject. We'll see if she brought any other information with her this time as well.
This whole investigation is a spiral of people blaming each other for this and that. So the start of this was because of the Russians. People blame the Russians for trying to, mess with the election of Trump. See, these people, they really wanted Hillary Clinton to win. But guess what? She didn't win. Sorry. But so, the Democratic Party went out and tried to get a FISA warrant, and guess what? They did that illegally, and they found no dirt on Trump or the Russians. So there's a bunch of court sessions with Trump's aides, and there was a part when they asked the aides trick questions, and they lied to the court, so they were sent to jail. Oh, no. I think this is just like a bunch of unnecessary things to do. Like in the case, Hillary Clinton and her emails being deleted. They didn't request a FISA warrant for her when they knew that what she was doing, but they're going to request one for Trump and they find no dirt.
Yes, I agree. All the Democrats are trying to do is to hold up Trump over complications and trying to make it so he can't get anything done while he's in office so that they can claim office yet again.
Well, I guess now it's time for the host to give his opinion. In my personal opinion, I don't really think what they're doing is correct either. All they do is insist on bashing Trump with anything that he does wrong. They can't ask him anything without getting upset, so it's a constant firing gun at ammunition at him, and this investigation only feeds the flames.